Do you miss live local music as much as we do? Mark your calendars to once again enjoy live music at our Slug Picnic on July 25th. The Slug Picnic is a socially distanced outdoor concert right in front of the new Slug headquarters. So come on down, enjoy a food truck, local artisans, and some mellow tunes for the whole family. Limited tickets are available on slugmag.com.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. I'm Andrew Aronson. I play guitar and sing in World's Worst. Max Schoenfeld is on the guitar, Jake Phillips on the bass, and Zach Mayo on the drums. I think we're described as shoegaze a lot just because we use a lot of reverb and fuzz, a lot of like heavy distorted guitars. But I think that kind of gives us too much credit. I think we're more like butt rock revival, kind of like music for an ATV video game. World's Worst started about a year ago, but Max didn't join until late 2019 or maybe early 2020, but we definitely were a lot worse before Max. I think we like worked out dynamics and stuff, and we were just really naive when we first started out as far as like just like put the fuzz pedal on and rock the whole set. Like, oh, you don't need a tune, it's like probably fine, but... I don't know. Now we're a little bit smarter about things like that. I've always been drawn towards like really loud guitars and really like noisy and distorted guitars. It's something about the heaviness and then also the balance of like usually quite tame lyrics and like soft melodies kind of under that. I think it's a cool little dynamic. As a band, we just like work with, I mean, there's like all three of us play with a lot of distortion and like a lot of fuzziness. So it's hard for us to like not just drown each other out into like a big muffled like wall of fuzz. So we've definitely, I think even since recording, I feel like we started collecting a lot more gear probably all of us. So we got a little more obsessive with what our guitars sound like and how tone plays with our like dynamic. It's definitely progressing and ever changing, and I don't think there's ever like a solidified answer. I feel like I'll love how something sounds and then the next week I'll find a new pedal online and I'll watch a ton of demos of that and then I'm like, oh no, this is the one, and then so on and so forth. But the quest for tone never ends is I guess what I've realized. Growing up in rural New Hampshire, there really wasn't like a scene at all. While I was going to high school and living in New Hampshire, my brother lived in Massachusetts, in Boston, and he was in a punk band. Shout out Nice Guys Forever. But yeah, so I'd go down on the weekends and he would take me to these shows that he was like either opening for or just like his friends' bands. And I just remember being blown away by like how cool it was to have like this little community of like, it's like all my brother and his friends in this basement and like hearing like the coolest, fastest, like loudest punk, and just thinking like, oh, this is like, I just wanted to be a part of it like right away. I just knew that it was something I loved and that I should try to make and try and be a part of, but in New Hampshire it wasn't really available for me. Things didn't really all click together until I met Jake and Zach, and that's when we really started to make music as a band. So I didn't even really play guitar when I was living in New Hampshire. I was more like interested in like skateboarding and stuff like that. So we released an EP in April now. Recording it was a bit of a nightmare and definitely took longer than it probably should have. We started trying to record it in probably winter of 2019. We were trying to do it all DIY. That was kind of a thing that my brother showed me through the music scene in Boston, was like DIY ethos, like do it together, do it by yourself, just like you can get it done. A lot of the songs at least touch on like feelings of feeling stuck or not able to move forward or not even move back, just that you're kind of like motionless and wasting away a bit. This was all written pretty much before quarantine too, so the sentiments of the songs are a lot stronger now, I feel like. But yeah, it's about feeling like you're not quite good enough a lot of the times, and but that's all right, I guess. To make it sound a little less emo, I'll put a positive spin on it. That's all right though. I had graduated from college and realized that I still didn't really know what I was doing. So a lot of that music and a lot of those feelings come from like feeling like you're now in the open world and you have no idea what to do. And I was like applying to so many jobs, stuff like that, but it's just the world is very confusing and scary and you don't really know what you're doing, and part of you just wants to give up. It's like, why even try? You don't want to give up entirely, you know, you have to have some hope, you have to like have something that makes you get up and move. And I feel like that's probably like just like the simple joys, you just gotta like hold those like sacred. Like, I don't know, yeah, like playing in a band, just playing riffs with the band is like the best feeling. So it's like, as long as I get to do that, it's like, yeah, I'll like slave away 40 hours a week at like something that I truly hate, but if I have like at least like a night, you know, in the weekend or something like that, that I can kind of have those moments, it's probably worth it. You're about to hear Orange. This is kind of our, I think, poppiest track. It's got some softness to it. It's not just fuzz guitars, which is kind of makes it stand out from the other World's Worst songs. Yeah, a lot of fun playing this one live. Hopefully someday in the distant future, we will be able to play it live for you.
Joking.
We're on like every streaming service. We got a Spotify, Bandcamp, all that. I believe it's World's Worst SLC on Bandcamp, World's underscore Worst on Instagram. Yeah, just take a listen. I don't know. If you like it, give us a follow. Shoot me a message. Love to talk to you. Going forward into the future, we are going to be in the Craft Lake City virtual DIY Fest. We got a little live video for everyone. It's going to have three songs. One of them's a new one that we really like playing. So, yeah, check it out. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Want Slug Magazine to come to you? Enjoy Slug Magazine all year long, no matter where you are. We offer subscription services to the United States for just $35 a year. Visit slugmag.bigcartel.com to sign up for your Slug Magazine subscription.